Welcome back to the Think the Phoenicians podcast. We are so excited to be starting season two. Thank you to everyone who's encouraged us in all the different ways, from writing kind reviews and to being guests on the shows and sharing your own opinions and thoughts.
Our episode today is all about the beautiful art of music. Disney is known for their music, and today we are listing our top favorite songs of the Disney attraction. We will go back and forth listing them from 10 to 1. So Ava will go first, and then I will.
Okay. So this lists are hard for me because I don't like choosing favorites, apparently. You know, it takes me forever to figure them out. But I decided to go with my number 10 is all of New Orleans Square area music, which is, like, super general, I guess. But it's just, like, you know, the jazz that they play, like the band, it's just iconic, you know.
I'm sure you love band, don't you?
Oh yeah. It's great. It's jazz and it's just so fun. I love it.
It is cool because it, like, ties in, because New Orleans is, like, the birth of jazz, basically, like, mm-hmm. actual New Orleans. So, like, it's a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My number 10 is Tower of Terror. So it's like the one that's like, do, 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 do. I don't know, but I like it. It's just, like, so scary. Like, I remember when I was little, like, I'd never want to listen to that one because I'd, like, always get freaked out because we would always listen to it at night, me and my brother.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, so it's always, like, scary for me, but I like it.
I like the music too, but I have never been on it. So, like, it just, like, left my mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, my number 9 is The Haunted Mansion. Like, specifically the Grinning Ghost song. It's just, like, put together really well, you know? Like, it makes you feel like there is something spooky happening, but at the same time, it's fun. And, like, throughout the debate of what it should be, if Haunted Mansion should be scary or funny, like, it kind of created the song that is the same way, you know? I really like it.
Yeah, I do too. It's like, that was another one that I was scared of listening to. I was so funny.
Actually, though, like, listening to it, you cannot listen to it alone in your house in the dark.
Like, that's so scary. It's like, especially, like, at the end.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hurry back.
Yeah.
Hurry back. Funny story. So I used to think that it was, oh, dad. Dad!
That's funny. Anyways, someone's looking for their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember listening to, like, a Disney playlist. I forgot the word for a second. And that came on, and it was, like, nighttime, and I was like, well, we're going to skip this because it's freaking me out.
Yeah. That one's a scary one. Okay. So my number 9 is actually Tarzan's Treehouse. It's like
a good one.
It's like all just instrumental music, but, like, it's so good, and I like it a lot because it's, like, in the background, so it's not, like, over blaring, but you can hear it just slightly if you're quiet enough to listen mm-hmm. to it. And they just have all the songs from it, like You'll Be in My Heart, and that's actually one of my favorite songs, especially the one that's in the end credit scenes. Because it's got, like, the little extra one. I mean, extra part other than the one in the movie. So mm-hmm. go listen to that one. It's really good. And I like that. And always reminds me of my brother's wedding. Because my mom was dancing with my brother. And they were listening to that.
I remember
dancing to that song. And my mom was tearing up. It was so awesome.
I remember that. And I was thinking, like, the whole time, like, I don't want to cry. This is not fair. Why do you have to play this song? I'm going to cry.
Did you cry when Alec got married?
No, I didn't cry. I was really just really happy for them. But, like, I didn't really cry. Like, I wasn't ever sad crying. I probably happy cried. I don't know. It was a while, like a few weeks ago, and I'm tired. So I just remember like being really happy for them.
Just so you guys know, the listeners at home, Alec is Ava's sister. I mean, brother. Well, sorry.
I am Alec's sister, and Alec is my brother. That's what you were thinking.
On to number 8.
Okay. Number 8 is Indiana Jones. I love the music for Indiana Jones. It's so great. It's so adventurous. I could listen to it, like, right now.
Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, I did. Okay. I said that I love the Indiana Jones music. That's number 8. Because it's just so fun, you know? And, like, adventurous. I could listen to it, like, anytime. So,
number 8 for me is Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. I love the music. It's instrumental. It's awesome. I love it.
That's a good one. Okay. Number 7 is, for me, this one might surprise you because it's such a good song, but it's The Tiki Room.
Wait, what?
I know.
At least that's in my top 3.
I have, like, I don't know. That's just where it landed. So,
oh my gosh. It didn't even land in the top 5.
I know. I need to listen to it again. Maybe there's something wrong with my opinion. Just kidding. No. But I do actually really love The Tiki Room. It's, like, so fun and, like, relaxed. Do you have a favorite part of The Tiki Room?
So I barely remember the Tiki Room, but I listen to the music all the time.
Oh yeah, so same. Good. It's Disneyland area music is like the greatest study music.
Oh my gosh, that's like awesome. Like I was trying.
2020, I had school online all year. Me and you, right?
Yeah.
And 2020 and 2021, basically. And so, I would study to area music. And, like, I had this one, it was on YouTube, this playlist, and I think it got taken down, and I'm so sad about it.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, it was a great playlist.
Okay, so for my number 7, I know, it's Soarin'.
Okay, what?
In my top 5. I know, it's because I have, like, other good ones, like, that you'll like.
Okay.
And I actually have Tiki Room.
Well, the thing is, you know, sometimes nostalgia just, like, gives it a little boost, you know?
Soarin'.
It's nothing against how good it is. It's just, like, this nostalgia, you know? I love Tiki Room. I don't know. Nothing against Tiki Room. It's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry. My chair's squeaking. So
are we on number 6?
Yeah. So, okay. Wait. Yes, but I want to say something about Soarin' before you go on.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Soarin' was always, like, my favorite ride. Like, it was, like, such a good ride, and I loved it so much. And it made it actually onto the podcast at the end, so at least it made it onto the podcast.
Yay! Good job.
Okay.
Good job, Soarin'. Okay, my number 6 is Very Merry on Birthday from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh my gosh, I thought you said Gary Merry on Birthday. I was like,
you're like, who's Gary?
What?
Yeah, no, Very Merry on Birthday. So, like, the unbirthday scene from Alice in Wonderland and, like, the ride. It's not
of course, you love
long,
Alice in Wonderland.
But I love that song, and I love that scene so much. Like, there's just so much hype in it, and it's just so fun to listen to.
And it's kind of cool because, like, if you go listen to the Backside of Water, to the Alice in Wonderland episode, they were talking about how Tony Baxter moved that to the end as sort of a hurrah moment, because usually you just go down the vine and then end or something, but you actually go into another scene, and so I like that.
I love that too. I love that you, like, end with a bang, and, like, when the candle goes out, then you, like, explode out of the room almost. It's really cool. It's a great scene in the whole movie and the whole ride, and yeah.
Okay.
We're seeing them top six.
Okay. My number six is Zippity Doodah. So I love this song. It's part of my favorite attraction. Yes. Just because it's part of my favorite attraction doesn't mean it's going to be my number one automatically. I love it. I love any of the Splash Mountain music. Laugh in Place or... What's the other song? Where it's like, time to be moving along. Merry Christmas, Shavlong. I love that one too.
Oh.
But, like, yeah. Zippity Doodah, it's the end.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
It's Zippity Doodah. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the end. It's, like, Alice in Wonderland, how we were talking about that. It's, like, a one yeah. last hurrah. Yay, Brer Rabbit is saved, and they're singing this song. So, it's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really fun song. And a fun fact, actually. So, in Alice in Wonderland Jr., like, the musical... Zippity Doodah is in it.
Wait, the and Alice so in Wonderland
you
Jr.?
Sing Zippity Doodah. Yeah, in the musical Alice in Wonderland.
Oh,
it's such
I've
a
never...
like a random thing. So when I was in fifth grade, I auditioned for Alice in Wonderland Jr. And that was the audition song. And I was like, why is this the audition song? And then I found out later that it's part of the show. And yeah,
that's so weird.
Like, I remember, like, during rehearsals, they would be like, zippity doo dah. I'd be like, what the heck? This is not Alice in Wonderland. This is Splash Mountain. Yeah.
Okay. Go on to your number five.
Okay. Number five is Painting the Roses Red, also from Alice
in Wonderland. Oh my gosh, another one?
It deserves two. It's a really great.
Let me guess, you'll have another one.
No, that's it, actually.
Okay.
I promise.
So she loves Alice in Wonderland, if you don't know that already.
Alice in Wonderland.
She talks about it all the time.
Is so underrated. And some people are just like
hating
on it.
It's not underrated.
It's totally underrated.
Not the animated one, like the live action one. I can see people hating that one. I personally do not like it. But like.
No, like people just like don't give it enough love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
I love it. It's great.
So, why do you love this one?
Because
for me,
it.
I don't. Sorry.
You don't.
Because
see it?
For me, I don't see it being on any of my even top.
That's
20.
Okay. I'm going to explain my opinion, and you're gonna
like,
just understand.
I don't know. I would have switched probably Birthday and Painted the Roses Red. Just saying.
Okay.
If I were you, but go on.
I can see that. I think that it kind of depends on the day between those two, right? But Painting the Roses Red is like, I don't know. It just has a special place in my heart, you know? Like it's so fun. At the same time, it's like this kind of almost like intense sound because it's like card guards, you know?
Yeah.
And like especially in Alice in Wonderland the musical, like it's like guards that are marching. And so, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just it has a unique sound to it. It's fun and like organized at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. My number five is Grinning Ghosts. So, I'm surprised, Ava, that it was at the top for you because it's definitely in my top five.
Yeah, mine was at 9 and yours was at 5.
Just like how Tiki Room, yours was at 7. I mean, you're such a weirdo. Gosh.
I'm
and
sorry.
I made it into my top 3, actually. Okay. So Zippity Doodah, I mean, not Zippity Doodah, Grinning Ghosts is such a great one. I love it, and it's so cheerful, and it's literally sung throughout the whole, like, most of the, attractions. So like you have the ballroom dance where it's just instrumental. And it's like do 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 do. Then you've got like out in the graveyard scene where they're actually singing like "Grim Grinning Ghosts Come Out to Socialize" or something like that. And so like it's playing throughout a lot of the attractions. So it's like they don't have different ones. They've got like just basically this one main song.
Yeah, so it's just not one song. And the thing is, like, sorry to interrupt, but the thing is, it doesn't get stuck in your head to the point where you're like annoyed of it. Yeah, like Small World. Like we love Small World. No offense, but every night that song does not leave your head when it enters.
Yeah,
and so it's really cool.
Okay, on to your number four, Ava.
My number four is Soarin', and I can't believe you put it so low on your list.
Well, you'll see the other ones that I have.
Okay, I'll wait. But Soarin', I love Soarin' because it just sounds like how you would expect flying. Like it just makes sense, and it's so like entertaining. But at the same, like I don't know how to explain it. It kind of just like boosts your mood a little bit. It makes me like. It gets me hyped up and like excited, and I think that's the point, because like if you're flying on an airplane, it's fun, and like you agree with me on that, right, Isaac?
Mm-hmm.
Flying sounds like this great adventure, and the music just matches, and it's great, and it's nostalgic, so you know that gives it a little boost.
I remember like on the swings in like fourth grade, I would just like sing it in my head or go like do 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 and like missed it. So sad.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, that was the best. Swinging and listening to Soarin'. If you have not done that before, like go try it. Live some childhood right now.
Okay. So my number four is Fantasmic.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 I just love it. It's so great. And when I was younger, like I would listen to it at night. Like we have this CD of Fantasmic, and so I'd always listen to it at night. And then like the Main Street Electrical Parade would come after, and I'm surprised I haven't put that one on because that one's also a great one. But like Fantasmic, it's always like dun, 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 dun. It's just like so like fun and. It, like, suits Mickey, and it feels magical like it should be.
Yeah, I actually agree. I love Fantasmic so much. That's one that I listen to, like, all the time. Like, even still, I will play it all the time, any day. I study to Fantasmic a lot, which it sounds like it wouldn't be great to study to. But, like, math homework, you need a little bit of encouragement. So I listen to Fantasmic, and... So Fantasmic is actually my number three. So that's why I was like, oh, because it was right after yours.
So we'll just keep talking about Fantasmic.
Basically. Yeah, just keep going. Like,
It's great. I love it. Like, I always have listened to it, and it's just great.
Yeah.
Number three is Tiki Room. So I'm just going to only say a little bit because we've already kind of talked about this a lot, but Tiki Room is such a great attraction. It helps you when you're down in the dumps and you need something, and like you can just chill and listen to it and you'll feel so happy if you're sad. And I like that it can do that to you because everything needs to have something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Tiki Room is great.
Even though you put it on your top in number seven, I'm glad you put it at least on your top 10, because if you didn't, I would disown you as a co-host and a cousin.
Wow.
Just teasing. I don't
There's a lot of writing on this.
Just teasing. I'll only disown you as a cousin, not a co-host. Just teasing.
My opinions still matter to you.
Speaking of which, I never welcome you back, to the podcast as a co-host, so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I am happy to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun because you'll be on it tons and tons of times.
Oh yeah. I love talking about Disney, so this works out, you know? I get to talk to someone who cares.
On to number two.
Okay, my number two is World of Color. I love World of Color so much. Yeah. This is one of my favorite shows at Disney. It's, I don't know if you can hear that, but that's my dog barking.
It's okay. and my siblings yelling, so that's worse.
That's okay. We just got background sounds today. So yeah, I love World of Color. It's a lot of, like, it has a lot of nostalgia for me. Like, walking around DCA at night and then just, you know, being so excited to see World of Color, like this magical show of water and lights, and like I had no idea how it worked, and it was just so magical, like whoa. And you know, like all of the different scenes that they have in it, like brought so many different kinds of emotions, and the music was just so fun. So yeah, love World of Color.
Okay, so my number two is Yo-Ho.
Oh, yeah.
Did you even put that on?
I don't think I did. What the heck?
Oh, my gosh. How well, we can do it as honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Now I think about it, there's, like, things that I wish I added, but we'll just use them as honorable mentions. It's okay.
Yeah.
But Yo-Ho. Make it
part two.
Yes, definitely. Yo-Ho is so flipping good. It is so... I love it. It's, like, the best. Only... the next one's the best, really, but it's like the best.
Yeah, it's great, nostalgic and adventurous, all the things.
Yeah, and like it, like it's like drink up, me hearties, yo ho, do 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 do, yo ho, yo. This is another one that I used to get scared of. I just got scared of every music.
I was gonna say really, but I kind of agree. Like,
just
I
the
think,
thought of it. Like,
yeah, like,
dead man tells no tales.
Oh, yeah. That.
It's like, oh, that's scary, especially for, like, a four-year-old or whoever, or however old I was.
Yeah, exactly. I remember being, like, just the whole song gave me the sense of, like, the color red, you know? And it seems scary. Like,
it actually does.
No, it just seems red. That's all I could think of. Like, it was like, it's mean and like angry and, you know, but it's actually not.
It's kind really of, good.
Yeah, I really like it too. Great choice.
Okay.
On
to our number ones.
Number one for this one, this might surprise you a little bit, is Space Mountain.
Really?
Yeah. I love Space Mountain. It's one of my, I think it is my favorite ride. Well, I take that back. I have a few favorite rides. I can never choose my top one. But one of my favorites. And yeah, the music, it's just, it's so energetic. And it adds so much to the ride. Like without the music, can you imagine Space Mountain with like, just like a, any different soundtrack? Exactly. Like it's so iconic. And the ride just like builds off of it. Without that soundtrack, I think that Space Mountain would not be the ride it is, you know? Like it would be fun, but it would not have the same feel at all. And so I love the soundtrack. I listen to it all the time, Space Mountain. It's great.
Okay, so for my number one, I'm splitting it up into three things. So I'm going to add extra two. So for my 1C is Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which is our opening one that we have on this podcast. It's so good, and I love it. And then my 1B is Illuminations, Reflections of the Earth. So this is like it's like World of Color, kind of. But different, and it's located at Epcot.
And okay, so that's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's like
never been to Disney World.
And it's like I don't know. I can't even. You'll just have to look it up on YouTube or something. Because it's not on, like, Apple Music or stuff like that. So I can never find it. So I just have to listen to it on YouTube, which is stupid. Anyways. And then, for my 1A, it is Happily Ever After. So, Happily Ever After is so great, and I love it. And it gets stuck in my head all day, but I love it still.
I actually knew that this would be on your list because you listen to it so often.
I know.
You are always listening to it. If you do not know that, then I don't know. Just Isaac, if you know Isaac, then you know that he listens to that all the time.
Well, none of us really know. Like, I don't know the listeners, but they kind of know me.
Yeah.
But, like,
I guess.
But they don't know me, like, fully. Like, stuff like
yeah.
this. But they probably now can they guess. Do. They probably now can they guess. Know you
because yes. they know that you guess. Listen to that all the time.
Okay, so now it's time for honorable mentions. So we're just going to only do like, three honorable mentions, okay? You go first.
Sounds good. Okay, so I don't know what it's called, but it's in The Ride Pinocchio when they are in the Geppetto toy shop, and it's like the little like almost music box sounding theme.
Is it that one?
Like, no. It's so cute. I actually love that.
Yeah, one. I like that one's like a good song, but it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, anyways. Exactly. That's a good thing.
Not always.
Well, with this one, it is. I think it's so playful. You know, I love it. It's really cute. And then there's We're Pollinators from the what is it called? It's like a show.
It's Tough to Be a Bug or something.
Oh yeah, It's Tough to Be a Bug. Maybe that's the name actually. I don't think it's called We're Pollinators. It starts with
We're Pollinators.
Yeah,
we're pollinators. Exactly. If you like vegetables, fresh fruit and flower.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's kind of. It was beautiful, Isaac. I love that. Know. Yeah,
our listeners are probably like, okay, it's time to turn it off.
Yes, and then
if we even have any listeners,
I have to do Pirates of the Caribbean as an honorable mention because I can't believe it didn't even make my list.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I know, I'm surprised too. I don't know what happened.
I mean, I'm not gonna disown you, but you're really close to me disowning you as a cousin.
And Zippity-Doo-Dah is on my honorable mentions list.
That's
too,
actually four.
So.
Gosh.
Well, I had to add that one because I forgot about it.
Okay. So for my honorable mentions, my first one's going to be Small World. Small World is such a great song. Yes, it does get stuck in your head, but I like
that
they
good
sing
song.
It in different countries. So, like,
it's so cute. You think about it. So
sweet. I mean, like, Wall originally wanted it to be where everyone sung their own anthem, but that would just be so bad. It would just be like blaring from one side and blaring from another, and then
yeah,
because it's like it's not like just one country in each scene. It's like all the Europe countries are in one scene. All, like, the African countries are in one
so
scene.
It would be many different keys together, and it would not sound very good.
But I like that they, like, it's different, and it's, like, so good, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Fun fact about that, real fast. But when they first opened, Small World, they did have, like, a bunch of kids from different countries come and sing their, I think they sang their national anthem, but they also, like, did, like, a little ceremony to, like, celebrate the difference they had. And,
cool.
like, they brought, like, a little bit of dirt or something, or sand.
I think it was water.
Oh,
and then they poured
water.
It into the...
Yeah. It was water. I don't know why I thought it was
and
dirt.
And then they poured it into the moat. And then, exactly. Like, I think Walt Disney poured a little bit of Rivers of America into the mug, too, with it.
Yeah, and it was just, like, you know, saying we're all, like, in this one world and we can, you know, be united, even though we're so different. I think that's such a great little thought that he had, you know? Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, then my next one, I've got to say, let's see, I have to think about them. There's some good ones out there, but I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good ones.
I'll do Space Mountain, cause, like I said, I never had that one on my list. Sorry, but that one is a good one, too. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
You had a lot more on your list than I did, though, because of your little trick. Part A, Part B, and Part C.
Hey, you could have thought of that.
Well, I didn't.
And then, my next one would have to be Indiana Jones. Like, that's just a good song. And it's like makes it feel more adventurous, like Ava said earlier, and stuff. So these ones I can't really talk about that much, because we've already talked about them, so... Yeah. Okay, thank you, Ava, for writing this episode. Everyone, let's applaud her.
No problem.
Come on. I'll applaud
you.
Not
even hard, you know? Thank you so very much.
Yeah, definitely. Also, go check us out on Apple Podcasts. Go write us a review. Check out the Instagram that Ava is running.
Yes, we're back at it.
We'll be releasing some pictures about this episode and stuff. Right, Ava? I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yep, okay. I will.
And always...
remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.